Tony Sad Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters. Cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Put the phone on last Tuesday, riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it better, do it right. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
All right. Let's get this party started. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, March the 11th. Wednesday, March the 11th of 2015. And the time is 7 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sister, we have a very, very important topic scheduled for you today. As you know, this is the Hebrews 6:1 message. And being a Hebrews 6:1 message, that means that we are focusing on going past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and him crucified. We are moving on to perfection. And so this an understanding of moving on to perfection is what we want to focus on tonight. Tonight, my brothers and sisters, we're talking about this fast food or microwave mentality. There is an ideal in Christendom for a fast food mentality. We live in an environment where everything is based upon instant gratification. So because of our culture, is a culture of instant gratification. Nobody has patience anymore. Everyone wants everything done yesterday. And so when we look at the culture, when we look at the social codes, when we look at the hidden norms that have seeped over into society, one of the most important things that we must address and that we're focusing on tonight, and we won't be long tonight, we want to really just drop this nugget in your lap so that way you can kind of chew on it. Because, again, it takes time. But we live in a society where everything is microwavable, including religion or spirituality or Christianity. So tonight's message is entitled Fast Food Spirituality or Fast Food Christianity. So when I say fast food, when you think about fast food, you think about a restaurant where you can go to, you can place your order, and you take a step to the left and your order is already done. So fast food is usually already is prepackaged or it's pre-prepared. It's something that has already been almost pre-digested. We have actually in the bodybuilding industry, there is pre-digested protein that you can actually purchase and buy that's already kind of digested for you. Religion, spirituality is no different. We live in a day and age where people want a fast food spirituality because we have a fast food mentality. So what is happening today, or what you see happening, is when people go to church or when people study. Now, I get calls, I get emails, I get texts, and people ask me, Brother Will, they ask me, hey, Doc, how do you, my husband is cheating, what do I do? And now they sent this to me on a text message. I got one text that says, what is Catholicism? I got another text asking me, what is the difference between, or what is the central tenet of Freemasonry? Now, all of those questions takes years of study, and there's no way I could text. It probably take me about a year to text the entire answer to that question. What do you do if your husband is cheating on you? Or why is your husband cheating? Or somebody this, that, and the other? That's not something that you can answer. I don't know nothing about your husband. So you want me to answer that question over a text? Or you want to be able to get to the conclusion or the bottom line of that issue doing a 30-minute introductory, you know, consultation? Brothers and sisters, we live in a day and age where people want a Facebook answer. I got people on Facebook asking me questions that took 40 years of research. I don't understand if you understand what esoteric knowledge or information is. So when we think, we have to not think the way the world thinks when we're dealing with spiritual issues. Now, one of the chapters inside of one of my books, I focus on this ideal of esoteric knowledge. Now, when I talk about esoteric knowledge, brothers and sisters, it's very important that you understand what that means, because it's the same thing as saying Christianity or saying spirituality. Now, back in the old days, way before the existence of Christianity, there was Gnosticism. Now, the Gnostics were Christian, esoteric, how can I put this? There was an ancient Christian esoteric knowledge that was called Gnosticism. Now, the Gnostics predate anything that it can be described as early Christianity. So there is a teaching. There are teachings that predate Christianity. Okay, I was taught those teachings. And so any high degree of teaching from the early church fathers is based upon Gnosticism, Christian Gnosticism. So they taught, or they believed, that there's systems. Now, those systems don't exist today. It's very, very difficult, because what we see today is easy believism. We live in a day and age where people believe in what I call easy believism. We have this microwave mentality when it comes to religion or spirituality. And so people want answers, and they want them yesterday. They don't want to hear about, I'll be explaining an answer, and I'll have people tell me to get to the point. Okay, my explanation is the point. No, get to the point. Okay, you're going to miss the point getting to the point. Brothers and sisters, if you could understand, now I'll talk about the etymology of words. If you could understand that word etymology, the difference between what I call an organic portal. The church and what we see today is what I call twisted religion. And so everybody has this ideal of what they are promoting, and they are promoting it so fast and so furious that it is mind-boggling to me. And the thing that scares me is there is an intermingling of religions, kind of like, you know, that the people that were against, you know, like marrying outside of your race. Remember way back in the day, that was like a big no-no. You know, it's still brought up. You still see it today, but it's not quite as prevalent as it was like in the 30s or the 40s. Well, now we see this enterprise taking place inside of religion, specifically Christianity, specifically spiritualism. And so what we have to really, 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 really slow down and examine is that there is a secret history of the world, that the people who are, some people call initiates, understand. Now, there are two humanities. If you go back, the whole ideal of the blue bloods and wanting to keep the race pure, they didn't want to pollute the bloodline. Back in the day, that was huge. That was big because they thought they was watering down the blood. And so the blue blood, the original blood, when we look at all of, again, racism, you know, diluting the races, all of that stuff comes from that idea of keeping your race pure. Well, religion is no different. Spirituality is no different. And so what is happening is that mentality has taken over spirituality. It is to the point now that it is mind-blowing because I can sense and I can feel that desire for the push, meaning, hurry up, brother, hurry up, brother. Now, I used to do three-hour shows, then I went to two-hour shows, then to an hour today's show. Now, I do a 30-minute show at lunch. Tonight's show will probably be about 30 or 40 minutes, and that's it because I know that's all the time you got. Now, don't get me wrong. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to tune in. But we must understand, brothers and sisters, that when we're looking at these deep, complex issues, it does take a little time to break down some of these issues. And if we don't understand that, what we find ourselves doing is we find ourselves suppressing the truth in exchange for speed. And this suppression of the truth is very dangerous because you cannot do spirituality or Christianity the same way you do when you go out to eat at a fast food restaurant. It just doesn't work. That's not the way Christianity or spiritualism work. I like to use the word spiritualism because when you mix spirituality with the current culture that's based upon speed and multitasking and instant gratification, you will always find those three attributes in suppression of religion and the distortion of the truth. So if I want to hoodwink you, I'm going to use speed. I'm going to talk really fast. I'm going to use my tone and my diction. If I want to hoodwink you, I'm going to multitask. I am going to present something really, really fast at the same time that you're doing something else. You can be listening to my show. You can be cooking. You can be keeping the kids. You're multitasking, so you're not really listening. Number three, it's going to be based upon instant gratification. That is the definition of fast food spirituality. Number one, speed. Number two, multitasking. Number three, instant gratification. When you add those three things together, you got fast food spirituality. This is the current product that is on the market today. Go to church, it's fast. They're multitasking. A lot of stuff going on at the same time in the same building. And it's instant gratification. You come in, the preacher got, there's a fast song, there's a slow song. He preaches a message, he gets his 3 points, and then the altar call, bam, you out. Church is done. Back at home in an hour. Is there anything wrong with that? Absolutely nothing. It's just you can't get to the deeper truths and understand the complex issues if you have a fast food spirituality, if you got a fast food mentality, if you are focusing on speed and delivering your product without any depth. Now, brothers and sisters, we have to be very careful because there's nothing wrong with doing stuff and delivering. If you got a short message, there's nothing wrong with delivering it. But what I see is today's teachers and today's gurus out there, these individuals are just regurgitating information that they had. I have one guy, no disrespect, if you're listening, homeboy, but he is a individual that is a, I use the word star, movie star, I guess you could say. He runs with the elite in Hollywood. He's posted up with a lot of movie stars. He's like a trainer to the stars, if you will. If I mention his name, you probably would know him. You know, he used to call. We used to talk all the time. Because, again, I was a little, you know, impressed, I guess, that he sought me out. Had been following me and listening to my shows, and you know, it was a little flattering, you know, to have somebody that's quote unquote in Hollywood, you know, that's running in those circles, you know, listening to your show and asking you for advice and taking your information and regurgitating it. Till I found out that he was taking, you know, all of my information and regurgitating it almost verbatim and taking credit for it. And this, to my knowledge, could still be doing it. Now, is there anything wrong with that? Absolutely not. Not really. There's nothing really wrong with it. How well of an understanding do you have of it? And so when I research information, number one, I have a life experience to go with my research, and I have a personal, private, productive relationship or relationship that allows me to not fall into spiritual pride. One of the results, or one of the things that is the result of fast food religion. Let me go through seven keys that you have eaten fast food spirituality. You will have these five, really these seven keys, these seven things. You ever notice when you go out to eat how you feel full but you're still hungry? See, fast food spirituality, it has conceptual contaminants. You know that fast food has genetically modified organisms in it. Well, fast food religion is no different. So fast food religion has concepts that are contaminated. Let me say that again. Fast food religion has concepts that have not been fully thought out. Now, they appeal to your desire for power, for enlightenment, for your psychological and your neurological desire. It gives you that feeling that you are full, that you have been spiritually full, but it lacks nutritional value. Let me say that again. Number one, brothers and sisters, is fast food religion. It has, its concepts are not thought out. For example, my friend I was telling you about, you hear me talk about organic portals, for example. That's just an example I put out of thin air. Now, if you don't understand the entire history and the concepts of organic portals, you just hear it, you are presenting a conceptual faulty ideal. So you're given a half-truth. It is an immature spiritual principle. It is not fully developed in your mind. Therefore, you cannot fully develop it in somebody else's mind. You cannot develop a spiritual concept in somebody else's mind that is not first developed in your mind. Number one, conceptual flaws, conceptually contaminated. Number two, lack of spiritual value. No, same way the food that we eat today have no nutritional value. When you get fast food religion, it has no spiritual value. None. It is what they call vain babbling. Vain is devoid or the absence of truth. Very, very, very important. Because you feel full, but your spirit, man, is dead. Now, your flesh is satisfied, but your spirit is empty. Why? It has no spiritual value. Oh, but your flesh, you come back and you say, oh, man, Pastor preached today. Pastor surely preached today. Oh, what did he preach about, brother? I don't know. You have to be there. Ask somebody after Sunday when they come home. Ask them about church. They will tell you, oh, man, oh, the worship was great. We shouted. We turned over chairs, foamed at the mouth. Man, brother, man, oh, man, it was awesome. Really, what was the message about? Well, you know, Pastor preached, brother. Yeah, but what did he preach about? What was the specific? Can you give me the title of the message? Well, no, he came out of the book of Jonah. You know, it was good, though, man. You have to be there. Yeah? It appealed to your flesh, but it has no spiritual value. That means fast food spirituality. Be careful, brother. Be careful, sister. I see it running rampant everywhere. There are people listening to my show and taking it and regurgitating it. I do a show a day. Used to do three shows a day, debating on whether I could go back to do a show a day. That's another study for another time. Let's just say, brothers and sisters, when you walk in the spirit, you're filled with the spirit. But there is a considerable percentage of the people that I meet on the streets every day, these people are empty on the inside. They look good on the outside, but they're empty on the inside. That lets me know they are suffering from spiritual fast food. It is my prayer, brothers and sisters, that you are not one of those people that suffers from spiritual fast food. When you mix spirituality with speed, multitasking, and instant gratification that I mentioned earlier, that is a dangerous concoction because, number one, conceptual contamination. Number two, no spiritual value. Number three, confused morals, confused morality, confused moral value, confused motivators. That's a big one. So when you suffer from fast food spirituality, although you got a desire to grow, you got a desire. Now, your intentions are good. You got a genuine, pure intention. But when you mix that genuine, pure intention with a concept that is flawed and a message that has no spiritual value, you are left with an internal emptiness. You have a belief that you are on a spiritual path, but you are suffering from spiritual ambition. Why? Remember, whatever you understand, you expect, but you got no expectation because you have no understanding. Because why? You are sitting and you are eating spiritual fast food. Spiritual fast food, my brothers and sisters, it has these seven glaring flaws. You will find them everywhere. There are people that are spiritual gluttons, but there's no nutritional value in their spirituality. Therefore, they're left with a confused moral base. They cannot identify because they don't have, it's like they have a spiritual dis-ease. Why? Because you see, what happens when you eat fast food? The same thing that happens when you eat spiritual fast food. Now, there's nothing wrong with going, like, if you're short on time, there's nothing wrong with eating out. Like, when we eat out, let's say you're short on time. Let's say you work and you go to church on Sunday. You got good intentions. But the problem is when you are short on time, the people at the restaurant know. That's why you go to a fast food restaurant. If you want to sit down and have some very expensive wine and you want your steak cooked to order, you don't go to a fast food restaurant. You go to a sit-down restaurant. Number one, it probably takes an hour for you to be seated. You usually order an appetizer because you already know your main dish takes a long time to prepare. So that's totally different. A fast food restaurant, by definition, must be fast. So a fast food spirituality must be fast. So when you go to a fast food spiritual environment, the message is going to lack nutritional value. It's going to lack the conceptual value because of a lack of research. It's going to lack the moral value and the moral code because it's like making fast food. Do you put organic ingredients in fast food? No. You want the food to be fast. The person is not ordering. I don't go to a fast food restaurant and look for organic food. I don't want quality. I want speed. So the same thing is with religion. When you get into the mindset that you want answers instead of understanding, never, ever ask the question for an answer. You are setting yourself up for failure. Only ask questions because you seek understanding. Fast food means you lack spiritual experience to tell the difference between a conceptual lie and a conceptual truth. Now, brothers and sisters, number four, again, on the seven things that is the result of spiritual fast food is what I called a spiritual. Now, this is important. It is a, how can I put this? It is a spiritualized guru. That's the result of a spiritualized, now spiritualized meaning fast food, meaning fast spiritualization. Spiritualized. So there are spiritual concepts and ideals that people believe that are bulletproof. They are impenetrable. But they were researched very fast. So people consume fast food, and fast food that is prepared very quickly, again, lacks, number one, nutritional value. Number two, the conceptual value, Number three, the moral code. And number four, the cook, the preparer's depth. In other words, I do a show a week. How do I do a show? I mean a show a week. I do a show per day. Now, I used to do 3 one-hour shows a day, every day. Did that for almost a year. How do I do so many shows? It's my gift. So when you're in your gift, let me ask you a question. How many free throws did Michael Jordan do after practice and before practice? Now, this is a known fact. Michael Jordan would do, I want to say it was 500 before and 500 after, in addition to whatever they did during practice. Why? How could he do so many? That was his gift. See, when you're in your gift, the more energy you put into your gift, the more energy you get out of it. You can't get burnt out. You don't have to take a sabbatical. You don't need to go on vacation. I remember when I got married and me and my wife was on our honeymoon and I had my laptop. She was like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm getting ready to do a show." I'm like, "You don't do no show on our honeymoon." I'm like, "Why not?" That's because that's what I do. It's like breathing. I do a show every day, all day, 24/7. If I had my own 24/7 radio station, I'd be on the radio 24/7, 365, talking nonstop. Why? I don't have a mass production. I'm not a mass production spiritual teacher. Number four. The number four thing or problem with spiritual fast food. People take trends. You will have spiritual gurus who themselves have no level of spiritual enlightenment. They have not mastered the concept or the lecture or the thing that they're teaching. They are way over their head. They have no actual experience. What they are doing is this, like they have a conveyor belt mentality. It's like when Ford developed, you know, the whole Model T, and he developed the assembly line. This assembly line approach doesn't work in spirituality. And so the number four thing, that is the result, a problem with fast food spirituality is that the person who's delivering it, he got to do it fast. Now, you guys know I do a 3-hour show, 2-hour show. I talk all day. I don't deliver. You guys know that I say the same thing at least 10, 20 times during a 1-hour show. You guys know I do didactic discourse. I take one word. All of my books is one word broken down into 400 pages. I beat that horse so much that by the time you finish reading my book, you know that word backwards, forwards, up, down, left, right. You could do the message. People tell me all the time, "Brother, I like your messages, man, but, you know, they're kind of long, they're kind of drawn out, and you keep repeating yourself." Why? Faith comes by hearing. So I teach the way that Yahushua taught, didactically. That's the only way you are transformed. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's saying the same thing over and over and over again. Why? That's how we learn. How did you learn your ABCs? How did you learn your timetables, your multiplication tables? How did you learn to do cursive writing or print writing? You did it over and over and over and over again. We learn through repetition. That's how we learn. But a fast food guru doesn't have the time to do repetition. And so the guru who's teaching you is the result. He has a fast food product because he's a fast food guru. Unfortunately, as you can tell, I am not a fast food guru. Just this message alone, I've been talking for 30 minutes. I'm only on step number 4 of 7 steps. Everybody else would have been through already. I'm just getting warm up. My introduction in most of my messages is a good 30 minutes. And so a fast food guru, let's go through again, the 4 steps of a fast food guru, of the 7. Number 1, his message is contaminated. It's conceptually contaminated because he don't have time to build a concept. And number 2, just like fast food, it has no nutritional value. It can't. By definition, it's fast. So therefore, a spiritual message that's fast has no spiritual value. Number 3, it has confused morals and concepts because it's a blended of a lot of different religions and beliefs into one concept to produce it fast. So he just put a bunch of stuff in the bowl, whip it up, and blah, he bring it out. fast. Number four, the guru is in a rush because he knows you're in a rush. So he senses your impatience, and he knows. Now, I come on this show, and I see people log in and off, and I see there people that start off listening to my show, they start to drop off. Why? They got other things to do. That's normal. That's understandable. Because that's the result of fast food spirituality. Why? We live in a culture, in an environment that dictates and say, hey, brother, you got 3 minutes to get my attention. If not, I'm going to the next station. Remember when I started the show, I said, whenever you mix, number one, speed, number two, multitasking, number three, instant gratification, when you mix those three things together, you got a deadly concoction. That's the result of fast food religion. Number five is a big one for me. This is tough. Because number five means that not only do you have a person who's teaching it that doesn't have an actual experience, because, again, he knows he doesn't have to know what he's teaching, because all he got to do is he just got to regurgitate some facts that he got from somebody else for 30 minutes because it's fast. Then, bam, he moves on. So he don't have to be enlightened. He knows you don't have time to see if he got any fruit because you jumping in and he's jumping out. But number five is spiritual pride. Spiritual pride is the automatic result of fast food religion. Now, what do I mean by spiritual pride? Now, this one had me. Now, I would go on Facebook. I would make a statement on Facebook. And a Reverend Dr. Bishop, I had one guy from my hometown, as a matter of fact. I guess he didn't remember me when I was a kid, but I used to go to his church. It was one of the big churches in Richmond, Texas. And this guy came on Facebook, said God sent him to Facebook to shut me down. And I thought he remembered me, so I thought he was coming over and saying, hey, man, how you doing? I remember when you was a little kid walking the streets in Richmond. That's not why. He came on Facebook. He said that God told him to shut me down. I'm like, really? What am I doing? Now, you're a pastor, right? You got your own flock. How about you go and be, you know, shutting them down? But no, his job. Now, every time I post on Facebook, he would post with something negative, saying that I was ignorant. Now, he's a pastor, and he was cursing me out, calling me out of my name. Now, I can say his name, and if you're from Richmond, you know exactly who I'm talking about. He's still there. Old dude. And he's on Facebook blasting me. Why? Spiritual pride. Spiritual pride means that because you've labored for so many years in your craft, you got a certain level of wisdom and attainment, and so now you feel it's not, again, your perception is your reality. Now, I'm not talking about, again, as you guys know, I don't teach book stuff. So I used to go on Facebook, and I used to love to shut people down. Why? I had spiritual pride. What does that mean? That means that I had a sense of spiritual superiority because I had labored for so many years in my profession, and you didn't put in the work. It's like you go on a job and you just get hired and they put you over the person who's been there for 30 years. Oh man, you want to see an attitude? Go to a job and you get hired off the street and there's somebody been in that company for 30 years and they put you, and then don't be younger than them. Oh wow. My daughter just left back to Minnesota. She was telling me, she said, Dad, we have a seamstress there, nice older young lady, and she knows how to sew. She's been with the company, I think she said something like 20 years. Now, my daughter, fresh out of college, 22, 23 years old, lady there, 50-plus years old, been with the company, and you got a 23-year-old kid fresh out of college telling you what to do? Oh, man. My daughter's like, Dad, I don't know how do I handle this? She, you know, it's like talking to my own mother. And then Sheree was telling me that, okay, I'm getting a little comfortable with handling the situation. But when I first got there, the lady was hostile. Why? She had a superiority complex. You fresh out of college? She didn't know my daughter had been sewing since she was in elementary school. She didn't know that my daughter took the drapes off the curtain in her room and made dresses. She didn't know that my daughter's been sewing. She didn't know that my mother, could sew anything. You just bring her a picture out of a magazine. She didn't need no pattern. She didn't need nothing. She could sew by eye contact. She could look at your size and make a dress for you. She didn't know that my mother's mother was like that. So she didn't know that my daughter has a history. It's in her blood. It's in her genes. So this superiority complex that this individual had was a result of fast food, making a decision without getting all of the facts. And so people who are inside of, who come from an environment and a culture that says, we want it quick, brother. We want it yesterday. I'm going to send you a text, and I want you to explain the history of Christianity on Facebook. Are you serious? That's what I get. And people look at me, and they are angry because I don't respond to them. I get texts. I just got a text right before the show, asking me, as I mentioned earlier, to explain, why do men cheat? So you want me to answer that? Now, you know how many books that's going to take to answer that question? And so if you have spiritual pride, if you got pride in any area, not only spiritually, but if you are inside of a mindset where you have those three areas that I mentioned earlier, what was those three areas? Remember? Number one, speed. The result of the culture says do it quick. Number two, the culture says you can't, you got to multitask. When you go to a job, the last job I went to interview, they asked me, are you comfortable with working with multiple screens? Like, come again? Are you comfortable with working with multiple screens? One more time. So they want you to be able to work off of two or three monitors. What? Yeah. Why? You got to be able to multitask. You got to be able to look at three screens at the same time. Wow. But that's the culture. That's the society that we live in. Speed, brother. Multitask, sister, and instant gratification. If you can't do that, I'm sorry, we can't hire you. So now that's stepped into religion. So now spirituality must be fast. It must be multitaskable, and it must be instant. I want my answer, and I want it now. You can't help me? Bring me another Reverend Dr. Bishop. You can't help me? Get another Reverend Dr. Bishop. You can't help me? We go through Reverend Dr. Bishops like that no tomorrow. We're going to find somebody that's going to answer my question now. That's the mentality. And so when you find that person, guess what he's going to have? He's going to have a feeling of spiritual superiority. Why? I'm better. I'm wiser. I got more following than you. Why? I can answer questions. I don't give no understanding, but I answer your question. Now, I used to do that. That's when I was a debate. That's why you hear me say all the time, I don't debate, I educate. When I say that question, people don't have a clue what I mean. Now, I used to be a debater. I would debate the Black Panther Party. I would debate the Aryan, the Nation Brotherhood. I would debate the Mexican Mafia. I'd debate Reverend Dr. Bishops all over the planet. I didn't care. I was walking through them like there was water, because I know they ain't studied more than me. Nobody outworks me. You may have more education. You may be smarter than me. You may be gifted than me. But, yeah, no one works harder than me in my area of experience. Why? I pride myself on that until God throat punched me one day and said, sit down, homie. I don't do pride. I said, but what do you mean, God? He says that in your weakness I'm made strong. But I thought the world doesn't want me to have no weakness. I got to be perfect. Otherwise, I can't build a following. Yeah, you can't build no following. You can't work for me and be perfect. So all of these Reverend Dr. Bishops that are perfect, they don't work for God. Because, see, God calls and qualifies. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. So when I got called, I was not qualified. God qualified me. So you will find that I don't have the qualifications to do what I do, but I still do it. Why? How can a functional illiterate have 50 books? I don't know. You tell me. But I got them. So how did I do it? I don't know how I do it. So I can't take glory. I don't have no pride. In fact, I'm kind of ashamed of it. That's why I don't promote them as much as I do. Now, I've learned. I've gotten better. But I still got a way to go. Why? We must understand this environment that we live in is based upon our culture, and now our culture is dictating religion instead of religion dictating the culture or spirituality, because religion is a dangerous word. That was number five. Number six, and this is a big one. Number six is mass consciousness. Spiritual fast food. Fast food spirituality is max spirituality. So McDonald's is what is called mass marketing. So you mean to tell me I can preach a message or teach a message and it applies to everybody? Wow, really? How does that work? So so you got a personal problem, and my answer to you, I'm gonna put it in a form of a tape, and I'm gonna apply that to everybody. It's called spiritual group consciousness. It is a cultic, that's right, cult. It is a cult mentality. Every spiritual fast food guru, he has a blank answer for the entire group. It's not individualized. Now, you guys know that I do a Dear Kenny report, it's individualized. When I do a counseling session, it's individualized. If I do your workout routine, it's individualized. If I design your diet program, it's individualized. It's based on your blood type. You got to eat for your blood type. Now, you do know that, right? You got to eat for your culture. You do know that, right? You do know that, right? You also, brothers and sisters, you got to eat for your season. What season you in? Because we go through seasons, just like the year. There's a time to plant and there's a time to pluck up. And so, excuse me, if you are doing fast food spirituality, we ain't got time for that, homie. So I'm going to make one statement that applies to everybody. It's called mass consciousness. It's mass spirituality. It's group think. It's the group mindset. Everybody in the group gets the exact same thing. But yeah, brothers and sisters, I mean, but you know, Doc, you don't understand. My path is a little different. I'm sorry. Here's the pill. Which one are you going to take, the blue pill or the red pill? I just got two pills. Well, I need a different pill for everybody because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I cannot make a blanket statement and it applies to everybody. Everybody doesn't think the same. Everybody don't talk the same. Everybody don't act the same. Everybody don't dress the same. Everybody don't walk the same. Everybody don't eat the same. You are an individual. You got your own perception, your own reality. Therefore, your spiritual needs are different from everybody else's. But if I'm a spiritual guru, I got spiritual superiority. I got, number one, my concepts are contaminated by default. I put my ideals together too fast, number one. Number two, it has no nutritional value. It has no spiritual value. I got a spiritual GMO, genetically modified organism. Why? No spiritual value because I put it together too fast. It's spiritual fast food. Number three, I mix a bunch of ingredients together. You ever saw that video about that pink slime based upon the McNuggets? So you ever see how McDonald's make their nuggets? They take leftover animal parts, grind them all up together, dye it, put lye in it, flavor it, and then they sell it as a nugget. Why? The same thing happens spiritually. I get all my beliefs, I put them all together, I stir them up, and it produces a confused moral code because it's a bunch of stuff mixed together. That's the only way I can produce it fast if I just take whatever I find. Number four, your spiritual guru has the audacity, if you want to use that term, to actually have concepts and ideals that are not constructive. They're not foundational. They're not foundationally firm. He is a guru that is absentee. The Bible calls him a hireling. So number four is you got somebody that they're not gonna bring about spiritual development. They're gonna bring about spiritual destruction. because they're going to stunt your spiritual growth because they are not spiritually qualified. So you will find number four everywhere. The guru is not spiritually qualified because he's a fast food. He's a spiritual fast food guru. So if you hire somebody at a fast food restaurant, they don't have no culinary skills. They're not a good cook. They have management skills. They know how to run systems. Same thing with your spiritual fast food guru. Number five, he has pride because he's placed so much time, so much energy into trying to appear and attain wisdom. Just like me, he's invested so much of himself, he feels, I am better. I am wiser. So he has spiritual pride. All fast food spiritual gurus have spiritual pride. Spiritual pride is the automatic result of a spiritual process that takes, again, years of trying to master, but you never master it because you jumped around from teaching to teaching to teaching. And last but not least, I think that was five. Did I do all seven? Nope, I got two more to go. All right, so we got the pride. Number six was the mass consciousness. When you go to a place where spiritual fast food, you have mass consciousness. Again, what is mass consciousness? That means one size fits all. Number six, one size fits all. Your spiritual problems are unique, brothers. Your spiritual problems are unique, sisters. So therefore, your spiritual solution must be unique for you because your problem is unique for you. One size does not fit all when it comes to spirituality. And last but not least, spiritual fast food or fast food spirituality, this is a disease. It is a deadly virus. It has the capacity to develop into terminal spiritual de-evolution. It has the ability to devolve instead of evolve. When you eat fast food, you run the risk. I don't know if you guys saw some of the, you know, like videos that be posted around on Facebook where they'll find a rat or a roach or a bird's beak or a little baby this or something, you know, molded in the food. That's a result of speed. Okay? Yeah, it's fast, man. We ain't got time to pick out all the feathers and stuff. We're just going to throw it all in there, dye it, cover it up, and hopefully you don't notice it. And so you could get, you know, food poisoning. Number seven, again, you could end up with what I call spiritual poisoning. Spiritual poisoning, my brothers and sisters, is the result of all of the previous six steps that is encapsulated in this ideal of, again, spiritual fast food or fast food spirituality. Now, brothers and sisters, fast food spirituality, fast food Christianity, all of this, again, is just simply taking stuff that wasn't originally designed by the Ruach or the Holy Spirit. The world is suffering from a lack of harmony, which goes way deeper than what we are discussing on today's show. Many people are not aware of the path that this world is currently on. The world is currently on a path of spiritual de-evolution instead of spiritual evolution. We're not moving in the direction of God. We got a pseudo-spirituality that is based upon a New Age religion and Constantinism that is the result of fast food spirituality that has no compassion, but it got speed. It doesn't have no faith, but it got multitasking. It is totally devoid of love. There is no love whatsoever in the stuff that we are doing today. You can see it everywhere. People are in a rush. Nobody has time anymore. But it's instant. Oh, man, it is fast. It is multitasking, and it has instant gratification. So what? It doesn't, you know, it doesn't have any conceptual, you know, foundation. It is conceptually contaminated. So what? It doesn't have no spiritual value. It sounds good. You know, it makes you shout. You turn over a couple of chairs, but it ain't got no spiritual value. But, you know, hey, what? So what? The music was fast. Did you hear that beat, man? Did you hear the beat? Forget the lyrics. Listen to the beat. So what? You got confused because you can't understand the lyrics. Who cares? He could be saying, you know, go kill yourself. But the beat is off the chain, homie. Confused moral base because it's fast. It's multitasking and it's instant. At least I felt good. At least I was able to text while the message was going on or do this or do that. And guess what? I was in and out of church in 30 minutes. Oh, but what about the fact that the Reverend Dr. Bishop, you know, not spiritually qualified? Okay, you know, nobody's perfect. I mean, come on. You want the Reverend Dr. Bishop to walk on water? So what? You know, he hit Sister Sue and Sue last week. No problem. Let's forgive him. He's under a lot of stress. You know, he got 100,000 people in his church. Of course, he may stumble or he may fall. So what? He's not, you know, he's not spiritually qualified. He got a few flaws. We all do. Then number five, yeah, he's a little arrogant, a little cocky, and he comes across like a Mr. Know-it-all because he got spiritual pride. Well, you know, look how much time he's invested. He went to the cemetery. Yeah, he went to the cemetery, got his degree. And so, you know, he invested a lot of time and a lot of energy. So, yeah, he's going to have a little arrogance. He's going to be a little pride. He's going to carry himself with a little righteous indignation. What's wrong with that? Who are you to be talking about my pastor anyway? Oh, but what about mass consciousness? So we got to, you know, the third Sunday, preach the same message for the last year. You know, he just makes sure he drive it home. Hold on, brother, your blessing's coming. Next Sunday, hold on, brother, your blessing's coming. Next Sunday, hold on, brother, your blessing's coming. Well, I got tired of holding on. Well, that's just, you know, come on, man. You got fast food, spirituality. You don't want to hold on, brother, your blessing's coming. That one sermon that applies to everybody. And then number seven, last but not least, spiritual poisoning. So you take all of those previous seven and you add in the big three. What's the big three? Speed. Everything got to be fast. Multitasking. Do a lot of stuff at the same time. Instant gratification. Go, feel good, feel bad. Go, feel good, go home. Oh, these are the confusing motivators that brings about this ideal that mimics true spirituality, but it is a leopard or it is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Oh, it looks good on the outside, but on the inside, no spiritual value whatsoever. Brothers and sisters, those are the seven ingredients or seven results of somebody who's been involved or is in an environment of the culture. Because remember, fast food spirituality is a result of the culture. We live in a culture that is based upon a microwave mentality. Nobody has patience, myself included. Now, I'm talking about me. Now, you guys know every message that I do is for me. I just invite you guys to tune in. When I say, Father, what do I need to work on? The Father said, Son, you got a spiritual microwave mentality. You need to sit down and slow down. You guys know I want to pump out a book every week. God says, yeah, homie, you might slow your roll just a little bit. So this message is for me. I just invite you guys along to listen. 2015 is the year that I'm getting my spiritual house in order. I invite you guys along so that way you guys might want to, you know, hey, get your spiritual house in order as well. Why? I want to be a dwelling place of the Ruach or the Pneuma or the Holy Spirit. My brothers and my sisters, again, I want to thank everyone for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua, because the Son always comes in the name of the Father. And may the Ruach, the set-apart one, the Holy Spirit, the set-apart Spirit, continue to lead you and guide you, because he will never ever manipulate you or control you. Manipulation and control is the seed of the Cosmoglottor. Leading and guiding is the fruit of the Morningstar administration. Make sure, my brothers and sisters, that you are part of an organization that is leading and guiding and not manipulating and controlling. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Negative with thoughts, and you should blur it out. Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Let's make them feel it. We ain't even got to curse it all. Like getting digits, you ain't even have to flirt it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift again, no blending and no not at all. And all my frenemies and enemies and buy them all. Cause this is skipping, it's a misery, it's about to fall. They got monopolies and properties inside a store. Don't trace that money out there properly, it's not for y'all. And ain't it funny, cause we'll grind, but we don't fight at all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all. I know we think it, but we keep it all inside us all.
I spoke to Jesus.